I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ray Fittipaldo momentarily going to join us on the Fan Hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. This makes me sick, but it's a good text. At 412-928-9370. $200 million combined for DK Metcalf and Pat Freiermuth. 71 catches, 903 yards.
Don't even do it. Don't do it. I know what you're going to do.
George Pickens on his rookie deal, outperforming both of those guys combined. Things are good. Nothing a little Adam Thielen can't fix, though, right, Doran? Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette joins us now. And the wonderful Ray is brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Ray, it feels like they're grasping at straws. I don't mind getting rid of Darius Slay because, dear Lord, but hey, they need help on offense, and they got the crusty old Adam Thielen, he of not even 70 receiving yards this year.
Yeah, I mean, this would have been great if this was 5 years ago, right? I mean, at one time, that combination of Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen was, you know, one of the top duos in the NFL, but, I mean, he's 35 years old. It just seems like the Steelers continually go down this road. It's almost like they cannot help themselves. And I mean, I get it. You're in the middle of the season, but at some point, guys, you got to go young. I mean, you got to stop what you're doing with these offseason signings and what they did this year with Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, obviously Slay. At some point, you got to commit to not only drafting and developing younger guys, but playing them, living with their warts, right? Let them grow. That's eventually what they got to do. But I mean, I get it now. You're in a playoff race. This is something they felt like they had to do, but eventually this stuff has to change.
Ray, zero targets, 13 snaps for Pat Freiermuth. I mean, there's a lot of theories out there. Maybe he's in the doghouse with Arthur Smith. Maybe he's in the doghouse with Mike Tomlin. We don't know. Do you have any inkling of what's going on with Pat Freiermuth? I mean, you bring in Adam Thielen, but you don't use Pat Freiermuth. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any insight on it, Doran, but, you know, there are some clues. Like Mike Tomlin dropped that Pat was a zone buster earlier in the season. It seems like Arthur believes the same thing, that they don't use him a lot in when they're facing man-to-man coverage. Now, you as a former tight end.
You might get signed, Doran. It's coming.
Yeah. I mean, I never got the sense in previous years that Pat Freiermuth was not good at getting open against man. That's like, to me, that's a new thing this season. You know, I thought he was somebody who could play against any defense, but obviously they changed their tune this year. You know, maybe it's as simple as Jonnu Smith is Arthur Smith's guy. This happens sometimes in the NFL. It happens at every level of football. Coaches have the guys they're comfortable with, their favorites, but for it to happen to Pat when they're paying him all that money, I agree with you. It's a very, very strange thing, and it's going to be one of the top stories of the offseason. Because to me, at this point, guys, either Freiermuth has to go or Arthur Smith has to go. I don't see this continuing beyond the season.
I mean, from my estimation, it's more about – it's not about what he can't do in the passing game against man coverage. It's more about what he can't do in the running game and blocking. That might be that might have a lot to do with the snap counts being low of him, if them running the wanting to run a certain type of offense when they run the ball, and he's just not capable of blocking the defensive end.
And they think Jonnu Smith is the better receiver of the two.
Right.
Yeah. I get that, but for Jonnu Smith to play as much as he does,
I know.
You can't tell me that Jonnu Smith is only in there in passing situations, because he's also in there when they run the ball too.
But, yeah, on fourth down and two from the goal line.
Yeah.
By the way, Jonnu Smith, this is incredible. Jonnu Smith has 30 catches for 190 yards. That is a whopping 6.3 yards per catch. That is.
I could do that. I could literally do that right
now. I agree with you.
Right now.
Don't you say it, though. Don't you make that. They will call you.
That is fine. I will take the paycheck.
You're going to leave me?
Spencer Anderson can do that.
Right.
I mean, if he falls down, he's big enough, he'll get 6.3 yards. It's just, it's utterly ridiculous. The big issue, though, is the head coach, and man, we're going to play it in a little bit. Ed Bouchette was on the podcast hosted by Batco that you guys do for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and he's not a hot take guy at all, Ed Bouchette. And Ed Bouchette saying it's time. The question for you, Ray, is Mike Tomlin actually for the first time as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers starting to feel some of the heat?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's any way you can deny it now. And like still, guys, there it's not going to be a firing, but I could see a scenario now where after the season ends, and let's assume they finish 8-9 and out of the playoffs, okay? So there's no playoffs and things are as bad on January 5th as they are now. I could see them meeting and, you know, coming to the agreement, hey, it's probably best for both parties that we go our separate ways right now, end it on a good note. And I think that's certainly something that could happen.
Wow.
But it's not going to be a firing where they're going to eat that $33-34 million, whatever it is. Mike Tomlin is going to have to agree to it. And maybe he will. Maybe at this point, he also sees the writing on the wall. He's not getting through to these guys like he once did. So things change all the time. A year ago, I wouldn't have sung this tune to you guys, but I think at this point, it's definitely something that we have to consider here in a month or so.
Now, we kind of ask this every week. Would it shock you, Ray? Would it shock you if they did this? Would it shock you if they did that? Would it shock you if they went down to Baltimore and won on Sunday?
No, because they're the most inconsistent team in football. That first half by the defense against the Bills, I don't think anyone's talking about it, but it was really good. And then, you know, despite the running yards, I mean, they were getting off the field, they were getting turnovers, and then the offense just sabotages the whole thing. And then in the previous week, the offense plays, I think, very good, or at least above average, and the defense can't get out of its own way. So, you know, eventually they're gonna string together three or four quarters, and they're gonna win some games here down the stretch. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if it is Baltimore. I'm not going to pick them, but no, it wouldn't surprise me because Baltimore has many of the same issues that the Steelers team has.
We all agree. Baltimore stinks too.
Yeah.
They absolutely stink.
But so did Buffalo.
Good point by you. Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our great friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Ray, this is so damning to me that they've moved on from Darius Slay. I think they need to. But the damning part is 2/5 of their top 5 defensive backs at the start of the season on a defense that Mike Tomlin said could do historic things don't even make it through the full season. It is such a damning evaluation of talent, isn't it?
And don't forget Jalen Ramsey is an outside corner.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he's a very good free safety. I think he can extend his career by playing that position, but that's not why they brought him in. They brought him in so he could play all three positions, but they also had visions of him being a good outside corner playing lockdown on the outside so they could play that press man coverage that everyone talked about, you know, in the summer. So to me, this is like Omar, Andy, and Mike wrapped all together. I think a lot of this is on Mike, though. I mean, this is Mike's team. At a certain point, guys, it always comes down to the job of the GM and the job of the personnel guys is to acquire talent that the head coach wants to incorporate into his system. That's their main job. And I think Mike, where he is at this stage in his career, certainly has that power. I just wonder if Mike does stay, does Omar maybe take a little bit of that control back and say, hey, Mike, we're going to, and Art would have to sign off on this.
Right.
You know, we're going to acquire our guys who we think fit your system, and then you're going to coach them.
I think because there's a better chance that Omar Khan hits Mike Tomlin over the head with a sack of bricks. And I'm not coming at you. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think there's a better chance that the Pirates trade for Ketel Marte.
Yeah. But I think that's something that maybe the way this haul has happened here over the last couple of years with Mike and his hands in the talent evaluation process, the way he does it, maybe that's something that has to change if he does stay. But who knows?
Do you feel like Tomlin's feeling pressure? Like whenever you sat down yesterday and watched him at the podium, do you feel like that the pressure is starting to mount?
That's a hard read for me. I don't know about you guys. He looks a little bit weathered to me. Like this whole season,
I'm
has
with
worn
you on
one.
Yep. Yeah.
Like his eyes, his face. Have you guys noticed that?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Puffy eyes. Like maybe he's not getting it. Like just that look of worry. Is something that I notice, you know, for me to say it really truly gets under his skin and bothers him. I don't know the answer to that question, but I think this season has really worn on him like maybe other seasons have not.
As somebody who every time I look in the mirror, the bags in the eyes get deeper and deeper. I feel like I'm allowed to say what you have just said. I totally agree with mm-hmm. that. And I would never accuse Mike Tomlin of not busting his ass like that. I would say that it's born from that. But is you think he's feeling any heat from in the building? Like you talk to these players all the time on and off the record. Is there any doubt that these guys believe in his direction, his leadership?
Well, they all still believe in Mike Tomlin, but how can they believe and what's going on right now? I mean, it's hard to completely buy in when everything they're doing or a lot of what they're doing simply is not working. I mean, you guys heard TJ on the podium after the game. You know, I got the idea from that either they weren't trying to make adjustments or the adjustments they were making were not working. And either way you slice it, I mean, that's the coaching not helping out the players and getting the job done. So, yeah, to answer your question, I still think those guys like Mike Tomlin. They believe in him, but I think it's getting harder and harder to believe in him when the systems aren't working, they're not winning, and they're not helping the players succeed on the field.
Ray, you have never looked better. I just wanted to throw that out there before we say goodbye.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you next week. That's the great Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. So, Ray, like Ed Bouchette, not a hot take guy. Like, Ray doesn't come on this station and fire stuff out there and try to throw it against the wall and see what sticks. Ray thinks that there is at least a possibility that this is Mike Tomlin's final season in Pittsburgh. That means a lot to me
yep.
when it comes from Ray. So we will get into that. What did Bruce Arians have to say about Mike Tomlin? We'll let you hear from Ed Bouchette. Then we'll get into some football too. Steelers-Ravens, our first real look ahead to that matchup coming up at the bottom of the hour. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's never been their style. And I mean, three head coaches in, what, 30, 40 years now. And to me, something's got to change, though. There has to be some kind of change. And the coordinator thing has happened about five times now. So I don't think that's going to fly. That's not going to fly.
Well, despite Ray Fittipaldi saying he's not ruling out Tomlin and the Steelers parting ways at the end of the year, I still think the most likely thing that's going to happen is Terrell Austin gets the axe. I don't even think they characterize it as that, because I think his contract's up, so you just wash your hands of him. And Arians is right. We've said it a million times. It's different when it comes from his mouth. And the guy's a Super Bowl champion, for goodness sakes. And he won that after he retired, right? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That, to me, more than anything else, has been Mike Tomlin's fatal flaw. I used to give Tomlin a ton of credit, whether it was his decision or it came from on high, when he came in here as a 4-3 Tampa 2 dude, and he inherited one of the great defensive coordinators of all time, and he changed his stripes and played 3-4 back when that was fun, and he let him do his thing. Same thing offensively with Bruce Arians. He was an elite CEO. I thought he was a better talent evaluator, but back then there was more of a clear line of delineation where Kevin Colbert, who I think could wind up in the Hall of Fame one day, he was picking the players. He was making the majority of the personnel decisions. Your coordinators were coordinating. And you won a ton of freaking football games. A ton of football games. And Tomlin had a lot of personnel say when they got Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. So that hasn't always been a sore spot. And they were contending, actually legitimately contending in those years. But now he's got more control than ever, and the results are worse than ever, and I think that's what Bruce Arians is talking about.
Especially the quarterback position.
Well, that's an excuse that some Steelers fans, the ones that are hanging on the Tomlin believers, will say, and we heard it from Marcus Spears, I think it was, right? Was, oh, you can't win without a quarterback. As if he's not the guy charged with getting the damn franchise quarterback.
Right, it's proven that he can't win without Ben.
Absolutely.
I mean, how many quarterbacks have been in here since Ben?
Seven? This is, yeah, right. You had.
And you drafted a first round.
Correct.
Quarterback. Can't win.
Who you screwed up so badly, and we don't need to point fingers, Kenny, this, that, or whatever. But that was such a cataclysmic failure that it lasted 2 years. Like, you drafted a guy you thought could be franchise quarterback, lasted 2 years. It's like, it's much more damning, but it's like what happened this offseason. Oh, we're going to be we're going to be a historic defense because we can play man-to-man with Darius Slay, and we got Juan Thornhill on the back end, and neither of those guys are here anymore. You draft a guy you think could be a franchise quarterback who's going to be here for a decade, decade and a half, and he's gone in 2 years? What a failure. What coaches make it through that, man?
How are you going to make it through the next one, and for if you're the owner, if you're ownership, to think that he's going to develop the next one?
Right. They shouldn't.
Like anybody would be.
Why
like,
do you get two chances at that? Nobody should get two chances at that. And the stopgap guys haven't been good either. Shoot, man, he thought it was a good idea to bring Mitch Trubisky in here.
Yep.
So did I, but I'm not making $20 million. I'm a dumbass. Mike Tomlin is the highest paid coach in the NFL, and he thought Mitch Trubisky would be a guy who could lead them to the playoffs. Because what? Because he sat behind Josh Allen? That's the best thing he ever did in his career, was sit behind Josh Allen.
Whenever he did well in his career, it was years before that he got to the Steelers. There's another person. Remember, he was a Pro Bowl player, quarterback in Chicago. That was years before. That was multiple years before he got to the Steelers. So you're basing his play whenever you acquire Mitch Trubisky off of prior years.
Yeah, the play, he played poor enough that Chicago moved on.
Right.
And then nobody signed him as a starter. The Bills signed him as a backup. And because, I don't know, he's around the magic pixie dust of Josh Allen, then all of a sudden he's going to be good? Like, he's going to regain the early form? That cannot not be a defense. Like, I have a buddy of mine who just got back surgery. Scheimer, I hope you're feeling better. He beats that same drum. He's the biggest Tomlin defender in my life. Well, they can't win without a quarterback. Yeah, no crap. Get a quarterback. That's your job. Right. That's your job! Like, if we don't get ratings, we get fired. That's our job. Like, it doesn't matter, frankly, what it sounds like. If we could be doing what we think is an award-winning show. If the ratings aren't good, we're fired. That's the job. The job is to find a quarterback and win games. And if you don't have a quarterback, guess what your job still is? To win damn games. But Bruce Arians is right. And I don't think that Tomlin hires guys. I think Tomlin hires guys. Like, some people have theorized that Tomlin doesn't want to hire, like, his replacement. I don't think that's it. I think Tomlin hires yes men.
Yeah.
Guys that he can push around, guys that don't have the resume or even close to the resume that he's got, and he can tell them what to do.
Right.
I think it's pretty simple.
Omar Khan as well. I mean, that was the Omar Khan hire. You don't think he was a part of the hiring process of Omar Khan? It's like, oh, I can say what I need to say and tell Omar who I want, and he's not going to bat an eye. I don't have to have friction with a new GM coming in here.
Omar Khan is GM, at least in some small part, because Mike Tomlin wanted him to be the GM.
Yes.
You're right about that. I mean, and we know that for a fact. Doug said it publicly. I mean, when Doug was interviewed for the Steelers general manager job, you know who he's looking across from? Mike Tomlin.
Yep.
Art Rooney II and Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin interviewing the GMs. Like, yikes. One thing that I have up on my screen here that I don't want to forget. Penn State right now sits at 138th
in recruiting.
They currently have 4 players committed. How bad do you have to screw up a job? We don't need to spend a lot of time on this. We can if you want to call 412-928-9370. How bad you got to screw it up? You don't have a coach in place for signing day when you fire him 5 games into a season.
That was a long time ago.
That's a long time ago.
Long time.
James Franklin's taking all the Penn State kids, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got James Franklin in place. Like, you fired James Franklin without a legitimate plan. School fires coach, woos James Franklin, and James Franklin takes all your guys. How do you let that happen?
But how do you not see that? How do you not see that being the case? Well, they probably thought that James Franklin was going to sit out a year and collect the money that Penn State was going to owe him and not really get a job, a month later. But you had to, that had to have been part of your process of firing him. Like, okay, like if we fire him, he's probably going to take most of the, unless you're on your high horse again, thinking that kids wanted to just go to Penn State.
I think this entire thing has been an exercise in hubris from Penn State, where they think that they're the king of the mountain. It's a totally different era, guys. It's just a totally different era. And it's why, if I were Lane Kiffin, I think the best job, I agree with him what he said in his press conference. I think, apart from Ohio State, I think the best job in the United States of America is LSU.
I agree. You can win.
You can win. But you can also win at Ole Miss.
Not like LSU.
It's 2025.
But you're still competing with LSU.
I'm with you.
Now you're not competing with LSU. You are LSU.
You are LSU, so you don't have to butt heads with them. You're totally right about that. But my point is, in today's era, you can take Ole Miss from historically an afterthought in the SEC, and you can take them on the brink of the playoff last year into the playoff this year and compete for a national championship. It's a totally different world than what Penn State's athletic director thinks they're living in.
Like,
you don't get to just hire whoever you want because you're Penn State. You got to have the cash, man. And you don't think coaches pay attention to the fact that James Franklin was a play away from the national championship and he got fired.
Right.
You want to walk into that? I think they thought they were going to get, like, and I'll just throw a name, like an Urban Meyer kind of guy, and he walks through the door. Forget going with James Franklin recruits. Don't go with him. You stay here because you want to come here, and you come here and you play for Urban Meyer. Well, here doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
In 2025, and ain't no Urban Meyer walking through the door. Well, 138th in recruiting, Doran.
I just got a message from somebody that says that they're now possibly going to turn to Brian Daboll. That's their next person on their wish list to be the next head coach at Penn State.
Brian Daboll.
Yep.
I wonder if Austin Bechtel would rather have James Franklin or Brian Daboll. Just to name my favorite Penn State fan. All right. Coming up next, at some point we will hear from Ed Bouchette, but let's talk a little ball. Steelers, Ravens, our first look at the actual game coming up on Sunday. What did Mike Tomlin have to say about Lamar Jackson, about Derrick Henry? And I'll tell you, man, I got something on Derrick Henry that's going to scare the hell out of you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No disrespect to their passing game, and certainly they got a lot of capable guys there. But we're talking about a legendary runner of this generation in Derrick Henry. We're talking about some schematics and some personnel that really highlight that agenda. Coupled with our present state coming off the type of performance that we just came off of regarding the run, I believe that that focus is justified and appropriate.
There are some pie-in-the-sky Steelers fans that think the Steelers can pull off one of those Mike Tomlin wins this weekend against the Ravens. And hey, anything is possible. But I'll tell you, I'm not seeing it, and I'm not seeing it for these reasons, Mr. Dickerson. Derek Harmon out again. Run defense obviously much better with him in there. I think that was at least a contributing factor to their struggles against Buffalo, as it was early on in the season. Also, the Ravens are coming off a 10 days rest. Derek Henry only had 10 carries in the game against Cincinnati. So my man has had 10 carries in like 2 weeks. Going up against a defense that just got gashed for 250 yards on the ground. I am not feeling good about the run defense this week, my man.
No. No.
And I don't really know where you can turn. Like, I don't really know what you can do. They'll put extra hats in the box. They did that against Buffalo, too. I thought the pass defense was actually okay against Buffalo when they did decide to throw. I mean, they were so committed to stopping
the run. He had 123 yards passing.
I know. They did great. But they were committing guys to the box and still unable to stop the run. And Buffalo is a great running team. But as is Baltimore, Lamar hasn't been the same guy. I mean, you called that out at the beginning of the season. You said he lost a step. He's been on the injury report every single week with different lower body issues. We'll just use that word. I don't need to confuse myself. He's had, a thigh, a knee, an ankle.
Uh-huh.
I think he had a toe.
Uh-huh.
So he's not the same guy. He looked better against Cincinnati from a movement standpoint. But Derrick Henry, he can beat you by himself.
He can. The way to maybe slow that down is to score points on offense.
Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you, Doran. They're bad on offense, too. I mean, I don't know which side of the ball I feel worse about.
Offense.
I think
they can't push the ball down the field.
Did you see the stat? They haven't completed a pass of over 20 air yards in a month. They're 0 for 13 with 3 picks. They haven't.
Mason has two.
Haven't completed a pass that has traveled 20 or more yards through the air in over a month. I do think that the offense is actually worse than the defense right now, but given the salaries on the defensive side of the ball,
right.
It's just unforgivable. You're right. I don't have a ton of faith they're going to stop them, so you would have to figure you go score some points, but Baltimore hasn't been the same pass-rushing team it's been in years past, but they're going to throw a whole bunch of looks and blitzes at you, and they're at home. And as weird as it is to say, Broderick Jones actually gave me more faith the way he had been playing than Andrews Pete does on that side. And I think you're going to be hard-pressed to score more than 14 points, man. I don't have a lot of faith at all. And this Derrick Henry, people think he's having a down year, and I guess he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on pace for 1,300 yards and 14 touchdowns. That's what a down year looks like for him.
And he's about to have 200 on Sunday.
You want to make a bet?
Yep.
Because I think he's going to get 250. They've done the thing all year, and maybe I'm missing this, where bad running game on defense, and then, they put everything into fixing it, then they fix it for a week, and then it pops back up. But I just think opponent adjusted here, I ain't feeling very good about that at all. And we think it's rock bottom now. We made fun of Rex Ryan yesterday because I can't remember the last time that I've seen a rushing differential the way that it was in that Steelers-Bills game, totally willfully ignoring what happened in the playoff game last year. You imagine if there's a playoff game repeat, man? You want to talk about low point? We've already said, how do you come back from where you are right now, but how do you come back from that? What if they punk you again? What if they punk you again, you fall to 6-7, and all 70,000 people in the M&T Bank Stadium start going 6-7? You just get clowned, you get punked, you get owned. You get out-physical. You're the Pittsburgh Steelers. They ran for 299.
I just think about what that game's going to look like Monday night. You know, if they get punked, they get ran for over 250 yards. They lose down in Baltimore. That Monday night game's going to be tough.
Here's the nature of this team, man. I feel like if they beat Baltimore, they lose to Miami.
Right.
You know?
That too.
Miami's playing good football. They're playing for their coach. I thought their coach had his bags packed.
Yep.
And they've won, three consecutive games? They're only a game behind the Steelers. They're in the same bucket of mediocrity as Pittsburgh is in. They just got there a different way. Well, we'll get more into Lamar Jackson coming up next. We've got Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10. Boy, is that going to be fun. So Doug from 9 until 10 up next. What did Mike Tomlin have to say about Lamar Jackson? 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Doug Whaley going to be joining us in about 12 minutes. This from ESPN Analytics, so take it with a grain of salt, but if the Steelers beat the Ravens, according to ESPN Analytics, they will have a 65% chance of making the playoffs. If they lose, they have them at 18%. If the Ravens win, they have them at 76%. And with a loss, they have them at 31%. I wonder where the Bengals fit into all of this. And I am also curious about whether or not the AFC North champion could finish 8-9. That would be the greatest thing in the history of Pittsburgh Sports Talk Radio if the Steelers won the division at 8-9 and got a home playoff game. So Tomlin's streak is over, but yet we all get to go twirl our terrible towels
yeah.
for a playoff game. That'd be incredible. But you got to beat Lamar Jackson. And Mike Tomlin, I don't feel like was as effusive in his Lamar Jackson praise as we've got in the past. Usually he's Mr. Jackson.
The ball goes to and through Lamar. His ability to extend and make plays, his ability to run, particularly in situational moments, is and always has been a challenge. We failed some at that challenge a week ago against Josh Allen. And so for those reasons, man, we're really working with an edge in preparation for this one.
Yeah, usually you get the Mr. Jackson. We got to focus on Mr. Jackson. And he kind of knocked their passing attack without really knocking it, but we have been around Tomlin enough to know he talks everybody up like they're the 1985 Bears. But he's kind of putting down what you've been putting down, that Lamar has not been the same guy. He wasn't before the injury, in your opinion. He definitely hasn't been since the injury.
Nope. You got two teams. This is the second team in a row where you're not facing a good team that could still beat you. And they could beat you one way. And they will beat you one way. So Lamar Jackson hasn't been the same. As I called in the beginning of the year, he's lost a step a little bit. He's dealt with injuries, and they obviously had the losing skid, and he came back from IR or whatever and came and kind of revitalized where they are now. They're still not a good football team, but they look at the Steelers and they watch the Buffalo Bills game.
God.
They're like, they ran one running play with James Cook. James Cook's a fantastic player. But you run that one running play with Derrick Henry, they'll quit. They're going to try to make the Steelers tap out in the first half. They're going to try to make them quit, and they might quit in the first half. After they'll run the ball 100 times. Lamar Jackson doesn't need to be Lamar Jackson of last year.
Just the threat of him pulling it and running it, even if he's not the same guy, it sends him into a tizzy.
Yeah.
We saw in the playoff game, they've always had good plans for Lamar. They did the opposite of their normal plan last year. It didn't work, but to your point, he didn't need to run. He doesn't need to run. He can scramble for a first down here and there, do what Josh Allen did, keep drives alive. But yeah. Hand the ball to Derrick Henry over and over and over again. You're going to win the football game. And the Steelers have been murdered in time of possession this year. They have played 150 more snaps on defense than they have on offense. I see no way that changes in this game.
They're going to run the ball with Derrick Henry. They may run the same play that just like Buffalo, and then they'll pull it every once in a while and throw it to Likely or Andrews, and that'll crush the Steelers. It's going to happen.
I agree. Here's Lamar's rushing totals the last five games. You were on this early. Pony was tweeting saying he's overrated, and Lamar was responding. That's kind of Cam Hayward-like with what he did with Josh Allen, except you go after a Pittsburgh radio host. Is he going to get asked about that this week?
He just said, say less with crying face.
You can't really respond to radio hosts. The guy got his nipples pierced.
He doesn't know who Filippone is. He just responded.
You can't do that.
Why?
Why would you do that?
Why not?
Some slap-ass in Pittsburgh?
He was like making a joke back at Pony.
Say less?
Say less with crying face. Say less. Oh, I'm going to prove you wrong. Ha, that's funny.
Doran, I don't know what that means.
It means all right, I got you.
People say it all the time. I think I used it yesterday in a sentence at the bingo night, and I don't think I did it right.
It's like saying,
don't talk so much because you're going to be wrong.
No, it's like saying,
say less, Harry.
It's like saying, oh, Doran, you won't run through that door. And knowing that I can, I'd be like, say less and get up and run through the door.
Well, that's what I said. It's don't talk because you're going to be wrong.
Say less.
Or you're going to look like an idiot, so stop talking. That's what it means.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I had no idea what it meant. No idea.
You never heard of the song, Say Less?
I know it. No. Who sings that one?
It's about something different than what we're talking about.
If it's not Sabrina Carpenter, I'm not interested. I'm on a big Sabrina kick right now.
That's kind of old, 10 years-ish.
10 years ago? Okay. 5 carries for 14 yards against Miami. 9 for 36 against Minnesota. 4 for 10 against Cleveland. 7 for 11 against the Jets. And 6 for 27 against the Bengals. He did look better to me against Cincinnati with his sudden change quickness than he has. But those are not Lamar Jackson numbers. He has not been the same guy. Not by a long shot.
Nope.
And he can beat you from the pocket. Obviously can beat you from the pocket, but that is not the greatest runner of the football at the quarterback position that we've ever seen.
I mean, doesn't need to be that on Sunday.
And that makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because a compromised Lamar in the past, you would have been, we would have been licking our chops. Oh, they're ripe for the taking.
Crowley, they let Joe Flacco run 11 yards. Wide open 11 yards. Sprint 11 yards.
I had blocked that one out. Say less. Did I use it right?
Joe Flacco. 11 yards.
Joe Flacco.
He doesn't need to, Lamar can have one leg.
Man, you're right.
He could be a pogo out there.
I don't know that I've ever felt worse about a Steelers-Ravens game than I feel about this one right now. And nobody was feeling good going into the playoff game last year. I feel awful. Great place to be. Doug Whaley joins us next. This will be scintillating. I'm just telling y'all right now, this is going to be scintillating radio. Say less. Fan weather brought to you. Did I get it? Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 32. Tomorrow, high of 29. I'm an absolute clown. It's the Fan Morning Show.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.